Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, you know what teased me? Every time I regrow my mustache, I always like lose a section. I don't know why.
I remember the first episodes.
It was the left side.
Side. No, the left side, like it would be like completely like no hair at all. And then this side, the ones that's showing, you would have like full set of hair. And everyone was like, wait, this is weird. Does Carlos have only half his mustache?
I think when I grow it, something like it just falls off. I don't know why. It's some bullshit.
I don't know. Because remember, like you have to realize like people don't see this side of our face. And it's blessed because this side of my face gets all the pimples.
Is it?
Yeah, because I always sleep on this side of my face.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think my pillow usually gets dirty because I barely like change my pillow sheets out. Mm-hmm. That's why I get all the acne right here.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think you're supposed to actually like change your pillowcase every month or some shit like that. But nobody does that, eh?
Nobody does that.
No, you know what nobody does? What? Nobody fucking changes their towel.
No, hold on.
I change it, but if you bag it, you take a shower, right?
Yeah.
Let's say during the day you take a shit. And then you wash your ass.
Oh yeah.
tell me if I'm wrong. You just pretend like the towel forgot everything.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Nah, that's so true.
Cause I'd be in there with my towel just But okay. I don't take in, like I probably use that on my ass.
Yeah, yeah. No, hold on. So do you have a separate towel for your head and a separate towel for your body?
Or no, just, I don't.
Yeah, me too.
I don't.
And sometimes I
feel like it's a waste. Right?
Sometimes I'll think about it and I'm like, yo, I really wipe my like genital parts on here. And I'm wiping it on my face right now.
That's how mans get pink eye, bro.
Word?
That's how you get pink eye. Because like if you're washing your ass. No, like if like remnants or whatever. Yeah. Even just the juices and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
If it gets on your eye.
The juices?
Yeah, then it gets infected. That's how you get pink eye.
Yeah, that's true. I need to invest in a bidet.
What's a bidet?
You don't know what a bidet is?
Oh, the washer bump?
Shoots the water up?
Bro, just go to your... If you have a shower head.
Yeah.
Do you have a detachable shower head?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, your blood. Okay, that on like jets?
No, but I'm not after I'm taking a shit. You don't go in the shower right after. You just wipe your ass right there, right then and there. That's why.
What do you mean?
I hop
straight in
after you shit.
No. You wipe and then hop straight in.
Oh, so you don't use toilet wipes?
Oh, I don't use wipes. I just use paper.
Yeah,
paper first. Get like I don't want to get into detail.
No. If you only use paper,
I don't use paper.
You're so disgusting. Yeah.
Nah, that's only like emergencies.
Yeah,
even if this is the life hack. This is a life hack right now.
Whoa.
So. When I used to go to Ryerson,
sometimes
I had to go so bad, like I have to go in the public area.
Yeah.
I would take like paper, tissue paper, bring it to the sink and then wet it and then like keep it to the side when I'm finished.
Oh,
so I have wet wipes on hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fam, I don't think I've ever shitted in public though. Unless it's like a true emergency, I'm not going in there.
Never in public?
No. Because I hate, it's so awkward. Probably like top three most awkward things when a guy is next to you and you're taking the fattest, like you're in a like everything, you feel me? Like that's the weirdest.
Now the funniest shit, I was at a movie theater, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot what movie it was, but anyways, I walked into the washroom. I go to the urinal and then some guy he walked beside me and he's like on the third urinal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, we hear the nastiest
That was the
And then the guy beside me is like, you okay there, buddy?
Nah, that makes it worse. If I'm diarrheaing, don't ask me if I'm okay. Like, just pretend you're not there with me, you know? I think one of my most traumatizing experiences in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I like how we're going so deep into this, but this is my first like experience of bullying.
Mm.
So I was in SK, and whenever I take a pee, always pants down like to the floor.
Why?
I don't know.
What is that?
Or that was just what it was in my memory.
Oh yeah.
So I go and there's like these grade eights, right?
Yeah.
And I'm this little ass kid, first time going to the washroom, and I pull my pants down all the way to
them. Oh,
and they're sitting on the sink like, oh, look at his ass, bro. And I'm like, what the f-? I'm just trying to piss. This is how you piss. And then I go home and my mom's like, bro, you don't take your whole pants down, bro.
I used to actually do the opposite. I used to try, you know, the little zipper, and then you know,
bro.
I used to try that. Like, obviously, it's not smart to do it, but I just did it when I was little because I thought that's what it's for.
Yeah, no, for
it's
sure.
like a pocket for that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But one funny story, my cousin told me. It wasn't even my cousin told me. He just took a picture, right? It was in the group chat. No, listen. Okay. So I received a picture in the group chat, the family group chat. Like, what is this? I open it. It's him in like the, you know, the wheelchair accessible washroom. But he's taking a picture outside the door, and there's a man with a wheelchair outside.
No. Nah, those are the words. You feel so shit, man. You feel so shit.
He's like, I'm trapped.
Yeah. No, because when you really go out, I remember there was like a Vine on it. Yeah. It's like the guy pretended to walk a bit funny so it doesn't feel like guilty.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's smart. Yeah. That's smart.
I know.
You just like you finesse it, but still, that's dark, man.
That's fuck. That's like using a, what do you call this? The free parking for the disability parking.
Oh, yeah. That's slang, bro.
Just for a quick minute, you still feel guilty, though.
There's this bit. I don't know if you want to still go and wash your jokes.
No, let's go.
There's this other joke. No, this is this Vine.
Yeah.
It's like this guy taking a shit. And then this like Mexican kid, he pops his head out like, hey bro, what are you doing, man? And he comes up to him. He turns the camera a little bit low.
Yeah.
He turns it up and he's like right beside his face.
I seen that.
No. Oh, okay, we gotta get off the washroom, bro.
Oh, one more thing before we move on.
Yeah.
The weirdest shit. I remember Bobby Lee said this.
Mm-hmm.
He wipes from the back to the front.
I do both.
You're weird.
No, that's how you do it. You have to go. Okay, I don't want to get into detail, bro.
No, it
but
doesn't
like,
matter, bro.
Like both ways.
You just don't go just like this?
Because if you go one way, then you're going to make like... Okay, for example, look at my Zen Garden, right? If I stick my finger in my Zen Garden, it creates like a thing right there.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, if you keep going this way, it becomes like a bunker. You know what I mean? So there's like hills.
Mm-hmm.
So those hills don't get touched. So if you go the other way, feel me? It gets touched.
That's too much work, bro.
That's how you do it.
That's too much work. That's why I just need a bidet, a little on your ass.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm about bidets, though. I don't know if I'm about bidets.
And you're out
like, how fast is it?
No, it should be like normal temperatures. So the fact that you don't go like, you don't jump.
Is it?
No, it's not. It's like regular pressured water.
No, but it's got to be strong enough to like.
Yeah.
Does it go like, or is it like a sprinkler type of thing?
I wonder.
I feel like the sprinkler is useless.
Yeah, sprinkler is useless.
So it's got to be a jet, man. Yeah, yeah. It's got to be a jet.
Straight up. We just gotta be fast. We just have to go to Japan. Because they're known for like the automatic.
But yeah, my cousins went. They have everything, bro. They have like freaking, it's robot. It talks to you.
Oh, yeah?
And it has like so many different settings. But in my mind, I'm like, how many settings do you really need?
Maybe people's got sensitive bumholes. You know what
I mean? Yo, even, you know those newer toilets with like the three buttons?
Three buttons?
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, like what? It's like on the top of the toilet and there's like
two buttons.
Yeah, why? What about it?
What's the point of that? Why is there just one flush?
I know, low key. I was thinking about that.
What's the point?
I was like, you only click the main one.
Yeah, you only click the main one. What's the point? Is it like pee and poo? Is that what it is? I don't know.
It might be.
I don't even know. No. Right, let's get off the washroom, man. Why are we still on the washroom topic? This guy, bro. God. Okay, anyways, I just copped a Cobra bag you saw, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Uh-huh. That shit's, oh my God.
This shit is hard as fuck, bro. That shit, I don't know how Ryan Garcia makes it look so easy.
Nah, because he's a trained professional, but fam, the first time using it, did you hit yourself?
I sent you the video. You didn't see it.
No, but it was a little hit though.
Yeah.
And that's a professional one that bounces back you fast.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, okay, I bought a $200 cheap one.
Mm-hmm.
So the Cobra bag is slow, but the top is so heavy.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
So that's a funny story. This is the only time I've ever got a bloody nose.
And you got a bloody nose from a Cobra bag?
And it wasn't from a person. It was from a Cobra bag.
What?
Yeah, I got it. My mom and dad were like, okay, Gavin, we're leaving.
Yeah.
We're just going to the store real quick. Be safe with the Cobra bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, I'm doing dodges like I'm fucking thing. And I throw a jab.
Mm-hmm.
I try to be like Connor fucking thing. And it hits me right here. And I go up and I'm like, oh shit, my nose is mad sensitive, right?
Yeah.
And it always bleeds. So I'm like, I go upstairs, my mom and dad comes home, he's like, I'm like, Mom, I have a bloody nose.
Oh my God, from the Cobra bag.
My mom's like, bro, return that shit, man.
Yo, and that's like the cheap one, bro.
I know.
Try this one. Nah. Try this one and tell me.
I threw one punch and that shit came back so quick, bro.
It's too fast. But fuck, that's what.
Training.
You gotta train. Yeah, that's how Ryan Garcia got Malu.
Exactly. Feel me? Malu? He got Malu?
You never seen that video?
No. What the fuck?
So, you know how Ryan Garcia is married, right? Or he's not married.
I swear
he has two kids.
Yeah.
He has two kids. But I think like a couple months ago, this will probably be a while ago.
Okay.
But he was posted out with Malu, the TikTok star.
Yeah.
And they're like making out in the street.
What? Yeah. Like a real video?
Yeah, there's a video out there.
That's why LeVar, when he said to Melo, he's like, when you get all these riches, you're only going to go through all these like LA thotties.
Okay, that's so a good point. What do you think? You think that's true?
Yeah, for sure.
You think that's true? Yeah. Because look, let's say you're on a degree. Okay, just you right now. Mm-hmm. You think people have like a preconception or at least like they see you differently now?
Of me?
Yeah.
Of like a thought?
No. Oh, I'm just saying like, just because like people know you.
Yeah, I feel like because when you have some sort of clout, I feel like that's when the assumptions start. And then, you know, the usual, oh, he changed up on us. But if you if you really ask my real friends, fam, when I'm with a group of friends, I never talk about the podcast.
True. Yeah.
We barely talk about that with our usual friends, right?
Yeah, that's like, true. Yeah. I don't really talk. Yeah.
But I feel like for you, since you're a bit bigger, you definitely, people are like, oh.
I don't know. Cause I'm not out in the field like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why I feel like a person who has a really big following and is like, I guess, married and shit, has a way easier opportunity to cheat and shit just cause he knows in his body that he can get another one real quick.
Yeah, I have a theory.
Okay.
Do you think every single celebrity like marriage is an open relationship?
It's an open relationship? Oh.
That's my theory. Every single celebrity marriage is an open relationship, but it's not. It's like on hush. Because I feel like when they're that status, they're already woken up.
I would say yeah if there was any evidence, but I don't know any evidence.
Look at Will Smith.
Oh yeah, okay.
For example.
Rashid, I got done so dirty.
But who's the other one? There's another one. I forgot. But they're like famous.
Kanye and Kim?
Well, I guess Kanye and Kim too.
Kanye is with Julia Fox now.
Yeah, he's with Julia Fox. Okay, do you think they're like all these celebrities, they're just open just because like they have so much access to it? Because if you think about it, I don't think anything changes. Do you think you will change? Let's say you have all these options, right?
Yeah.
You have all these options in the world. Mm-hmm. Do you think eventually you're just gonna be like, okay, I don't wanna be like held down
by one person?
Yeah.
Yeah. A good example is No Jumper.
Mm.
Best example.
Why?
Because he's the biggest and he's dating Lena the Plug. They're both big in their own like categories. But Adam has threesomes with his girl. He fucks other girls while his girl is watching him.
Oh.
Like, come on, bro. Like, if I was Adam, I would be doing the same thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, if my girl's okay with it, hey, man, let's do it.
Okay, maybe that. Yeah, okay, that is open.
Yeah, that's totally open. That's like, we barely in a relationship no more.
It sucks how much the media has changed everything, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of unheard of. Let's say in the 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
Right? That shit was unheard of. But now it's the norm. Yeah. Just because it's so easy. Because girl, like, they literally can just go on Tinder. Mm-hmm. Boom, all these options.
I had a conversation with another person where someone broke up with their, like, significant other.
Yeah.
And then she was trying to tell me that girls have it way harder than guys. And I'm
how?
Like, I'm like, there's no way. Like,
there's wait, what's her point?
She was just like, oh, guys are sweet talkers. They can go out and get any other girl from a club. I'm like, bro, if you shot your shot right now in any of your DMs, 90% of it will go in. It's like 95%.
For a girl?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of agree, but I agree in a different sense where she doesn't have to do much.
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't have to do much. For the guy, like, you have to be, let's say, you have to build your social status, looks, whatever, workout.
Okay.
And then on top of that, you have game.
Okay, so I have a question then. Is there such thing as a platonic guy and girl relationship where the guy never thinks about like,
oh yeah, for oh, sure.
What if that happened?
For sure.
Yeah.
I have a relationship like that, like platonic.
Like a lot though?
No, because I think it's only certain people that can be in those though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just, it's got to be like all the doubts are in the air.
Platonic, you mean like friends, right?
Yeah, that would never consider like being in a romantic relationship together.
Yeah.
Work.
I think it's possible. At least I think so.
Yeah, I know it's possible. It's just like, I feel like those are really like rare for other people because the usual story is you get together with a girl and then boom, one person, and it's most likely the guy who falls in love with the girl, and then boom, the guy admits that he likes her, boom, the relationship is over.
Okay, do you
You know,
maybe it only works if the guy's not interested, because the guy's usually the one that makes the move.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a good theory?
That's exactly it, I think.
Because if the guy's not interested, then it just works.
Yeah, I feel like you got to talk it out though. Like, yo, I would never ever want to do nothing romantic with you, because you know there's feelings towards.
I don't think you're gonna talk it out. Just like, just not, don't move like that.
Maybe, I don't know, because you never know what the girl or guy is thinking, right? Okay. So the girl might assume that the guy likes her, and then,
but no. But it's their fault if they assume, bro. You can't be assuming nothing. Yeah,
assuming is weird, man.
You can't be assuming anything. Because look, if you assume anything in life,
yeah.
What's it called? Expectations reality always gets crushed. For you know what I mean? So you don't assume. You have like, I guess, intention, mm-hmm. but you don't have assumptions.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like, I'm kind of a hypocrite on that, because I'm fucking jumping.
Jump first. That's fine. Okay, then I'll ask you another question. Yeah. Add on to that. Is an open relationship possible?
I think so.
Do you think it can work?
I think so. But I think it only works with people that are like, they're on a tier where they're so confident or so comfortable with themselves that little things don't bother them.
Yeah.
Because it will never work out if somebody's like insecure. Okay, this is my theory. Remember I was saying like, I think every relationship is based off insecurity.
Yeah.
What do you think? Look, let's say this guy, mm-hmm. he's insecure and this girl looks better than him or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to want to hold her down, right? Mm-hmm. If there's the same insecurity, she's going to be thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a connection in itself. Like, that's going to hold it together
because
they don't want to leave. They don't want to leave. Mm-hmm. I mean, and obviously there's other chemistry, blah, blah, blah.
I could never do it.
Nah.
What do you call those? I'm mono.
No,
there's mono and poly.
Pattern. Polygamous?
Yeah.
Is that the word?
I think that means something totally different.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like mono, like one person.
Polygamous.
I think that's the word. I don't know. Is
no.
it?
No. Man, we got to step our vocabulary, bro. How often you been reading?
Huh?
How often you been reading?
Reading? Not a lot.
Like, I think we got to read more, bro.
Yeah, for sure. But I read like, I don't know, what's the point of reading when you can just watch a YouTube video?
Cause our brain, we need to like read stuff to comprehend it. Well, at least some of us.
I don't know. I feel like.
Cause look, for example, you watch a movie, right? Mm-hmm. Everything is already given to you. Let's say you read a script of a movie. You make the whole movie in your head, you see it differently.
Yeah.
So I think it works like the creative aspect of your brain where you see like sequences in your head.
Like
do you when you read a storybook, do you not see like the scene come out?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, there you go.
I think it's just naturally born in me though.
What do you mean?
I think I can just naturally do that. It's just something I can do.
Yeah, but you gotta practice it, no?
Because I read books when I was a kid, but after, as soon as like grade 6 hit,
mm-hmm.
you know that little in high school where you had to read books and do tests on it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I never did like, I never read them. I just read like the
Cliff notes. Yeah. I guess you. Yeah. That's different though. That's different. Okay, well, what's one thing do you think that you never lose the skill of?
I never lose a skill of.
Like, you just learn it once and forever you have it. Like, it's in your arsenal. I feel like there's so many things that aren't. Like, for example, boxing isn't. Like, you can't just, like, you'll have a good foundation, but it will never be as sharp as if you're training. You get me?
Okay.
For example, another one is like anything, like swimming. Actually.
So you, but that's something that you have
skill.
To.
Like, you just know, I think. Actually, swimming's not. You hold on.
Something that we always know and never changes?
Yeah, biking. Riding a bike.
Yeah, true.
You never lose that shit.
Yeah, true. Once you learn it and perfect it, then you never forget.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say public speaking?
Nah.
Social interaction? Really?
That shit, you could lose that shit.
Really?
Yeah, you don't think so?
Once you have it though, once you're like...
Yes, if you don't practice it, you can lose it.
Really?
You don't think that?
Because like, actually...
Are you serious?
Hold on, yeah, no, never mind. Because like, when there's like breaks in the podcast and I don't come here for a bit, we like flow different.
Yeah.
I guess.
But I think those skills that we have, what do you call it? It's like permanent.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that we don't have to worry about too much, but the ones that we need to practice, like, fuck, I got to pick up more reading. I got to pick up more boxing, whatever I learn. Cause me, I have so many hobbies, right?
Yeah.
I have so many different things going on. Mm-hmm. If I leave one away, shit, I might lose it.
Yeah.
You think so?
And I think the number one thing is just the repetition. Cause I remember, I started taking cold showers.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah. I started taking cold showers and just trying to get okay with it.
Yeah.
fucking hard, man.
I don't.
But
I can't
once
do that.
I started doing it, I got used to it. You know. And there's a guy that does cold training. So he sits outside of his university every day.
Yeah.
And just gets used to the cold. He'll sit there for an hour and read a book.
Why?
Just being in the cold helps clear your mind better. I think.
Mm.
I think it's like a stress reliever. You don't get depressed as often.
Okay. What about the opposite? What about heat?
Heat's bad for you, actually.
It's bad.
Yeah, because it's bad for your skin. What do you call this? It just makes you more tired because after you've done a hot shower,
yeah.
What do you want to do? Okay.
Just relax.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Cold shower gets you up in the morning like, oh.
Okay, so, but why? Why is it that like in Africa, the villagers,
yeah.
They're like super strong, they're super deezed, and they're super fast.
Again, right?
And why do people train in Nevada? A lot of maybe because it's close to the boxing. I'm trying to pick up a theory here but like, you know,
I don't know. I feel like for working out, it would probably be best, but I don't know.
In cold, I don't want to work out in cold, man. You're so stiff. That's why you gotta like warm up.
Yeah,
no,
but why do people take you know, those ice baths after? Exactly.
That's recovery, though.
Yeah. So while you're working out, you recover while you're in the cold.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right, we're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give off crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Nah, but one of the craziest shit I seen was when David Blaine, he went into like the ice and shit. You remember that?
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to see another person like David Blaine doing these crazier feats in the future? Or do you think everything's been done?
I don't think everything's been done.
But there's only so much you can do, no? Is there only so much you can do with a human body?
Yeah, but wait, hold on. Isn't David Blaine, all his magician tricks were like illusion? Like, did he actually stay on the ice?
No, some of them were real, like actual things.
Exactly. I feel like it's going to get a step higher just because we have like technology that can support us and like help us do it.
But I think, no, but look, our body right now, compared to a body in like 1960s, you think it would be different?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Fam, yeah?
We have this debate all the time. If you look at NBA players now,
okay, yeah, you're right.
You have sixth graders doing windmills while you have mailmen that can't even do a layup back in the 60s.
Okay, you're right.
I think that everyone is getting genetically more like stronger, more developed. It's crazy like how it's coming now.
But not everybody, just athletes. Okay, the average. You think the average? Do you think the average is getting stronger or weaker? But because if you think about it, the average in the 60s, 70s, 80s, they're outside doing exercise, playing, whatever.
Yeah.
Walking, biking. Nowadays, kids are just inside playing Fortnite.
I think physically we're getting stronger. Mentally we're getting weaker.
I think it's the opposite, no?
Really?
It might be the opposite. Physically?
Yeah, physically, like our bodies, like you have sixth graders doing these crazy things, but we're on social media so much that just plays with our emotions too much, and we're just weak. You know what?
I'm gonna say both. What if it makes us both mentally and physically weak?
Physically weak.
Because look. Did I ever tell you about that chart? It's like good times equal weak people, and then weak people equal harsh times, and then harsh times equal strong people. You ever hear that?
No, I didn't. You didn't ever show me that.
That's like the cycle. I forgot exactly what it's called. Mm-hmm. But no matter where we are in history, we're going to be in one of those sectors. Okay. We're either going to be strong people, weak people, in a harsh environment or in good times.
Yeah.
No matter what. Mm-hmm. No matter what. So imagine you have good times.
Yeah.
People get weak. Like, we've seen that already. Like, good times, it's easy going, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Then people become weak. Mm-hmm. And then weak people equals harsh times. Because we can't adapt to it now.
Okay.
Now that we adapted to the harsh times, we become strong people.
Yeah.
And then strong people equals easy times. Mm-hmm. And easy times goes back.
Because you overcame it?
Yeah. It's a constant cycle.
Yeah.
No matter what, right?
I don't know what cycle I'm in right now, to be honest.
I think we all go together, though.
As one?
The human race just comes together. The economy.
Yeah.
The economy will
roll like that. So what phase do you think we're in right now? Are we in weak
times? I say harsh times.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we were weak people going to harsh times. Now harsh times are going to be strong people.
But aren't we strong people? Because we just came out of the 2018-2019 era. And now we're getting hit with harsh times.
I feel like it's longer than that, though.
It's longer?
I don't think it just ends like in a year.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to get worse?
We don't know, man. Yeah. It feels like we're still in the movie.
You
know what I mean?
Chill. That's fucking weird.
Do you ever bag, like, anytime you look at media or even just look at your television, mm-hmm. you ever take in that we kind of place it on an altar? It's almost like we worship media.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, whenever I put my... what do you call this? Phone on my desk. It's always higher than me.
Oh.
And like the first time when I wake up, I gotta grab my phone.
Oh shit!
You know?
No, because look, there's a theory, right?
Okay.
That we're starting to worship technology.
Technology.
Subconsciously, we're starting to worship it. Mm-hmm. Look at any single piece of television in somebody's houses, in anybody's house.
Yeah.
They have it like on an altar, at least on like a dock, a deck, whatever.
Yeah.
And look at right there. I have a TV.
Yeah.
What's surrounded by it? What the does that look like? It looks like fucking like
what?
Altar or idolism.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Imagine in religions where you're worshiping and then you put all these different things around it that relate to it. Uh-huh. It's like a shrine.
Word.
It's like a shrine.
So I remember too, since we're getting smart TVs and whenever we plot it, we have like the wall hangers.
Mm-hmm.
The TV is usually always looking down at us.
Okay, it depends. Sometimes it's lower.
I was gonna say because not all TVs are on a shrine.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that have the big smart TVs that are looking down, like, you know, with the wall. But it's always like looking down on us, you know.
Okay, but do you think that's what the Bible meant when we shouldn't worship idols and we're idolizing the TV?
I don't even know. What do you think?
Because the things in the Bible, right?
Yeah.
It's almost as if it can work for anything in life.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what year, no matter what century, no matter what it is, like, it somehow relates.
Yeah.
Some teaching will relate.
Do you follow it? Do you actually read the Bible?
Yeah. Well, we studied it, bro. We're in Catholic school for how many years?
Yeah, I know, but I feel like Catholic school didn't really do it. It was just like something we did to do.
You didn't remember much?
No, I don't remember much. When I'm looking at these, when I actually go into the Bible and actually read a passage, I'm like, oh shit. Like, I can relate that to my life.
Mm.
But back then, I feel like school just teaches you passive. Like, bro, just do this just for the mark now.
Oh, so you think it's too much of a chore?
Yeah.
That we didn't, like, take it in on our own?
Yeah, exactly. And we don't take a lot of things. I know you don't remember what happened in, like, 6th grade science class or 7th grade history. Because I don't.
I kind of do.
Okay, maybe you're like the 1%.
I kind of do. Sixth grade, we learned about like Native American studies.
But do you remember like the dates and shit like that? Because that's all that I was studying.
Okay, I'm not fucking Jimmy Neutron. Like, I'm not going to remember the dates.
How are you going to remember dates and shit? Like,
but I remember the stories, though. I remember the stories. That's how I can like push it out of my ass so quick.
Yeah, that's true.
Pause.
Back to the day.
No, but like I can like push it out and talk about it on the podcast because I remember stuff.
Oh, back to the shrine thing and having things on a high level.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing in the Philippines where there's coffins that are placed on cliffs.
Why?
You know why? So it's like a thing where with the afterlife, it's like putting it on the higher level. The spirits in that coffin will reach another like higher level of afterlife.
Like a higher level in heaven?
Yeah, it's a higher chance that they make it to the afterlife just because they're higher placed. They're not down in the ground.
Mm. Oh, okay. That kind of makes sense though. I can see that. I can see that, like the concept behind it.
Yeah.
Because being low in the ground, they thought hell was always low.
Exactly.
But what if like,
what
if hell's not even under us? What if it's...
Because
hell isn't under us, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we never been that low.
I know, yeah. I've always felt like it's kind of weird, but this is like hell right now.
Oh, you think that?
We're just trying to get to heaven, you know?
I don't know if I agree with that one.
Word. This is my...
Yeah, this is a...
Yeah.
Because I think this is more of like the testing field.
Really?
Yeah.
But all the bad shit happens here. Like, this is the only way where you can get...
But so much good stuff happens, damaged. Though.
Yeah, I know.
So much good happens here, too. I think it's your perspective on it. It's your perspective. If you think more bad stuff happens, then more bad stuff does happen. If you're looking at that.
But they say also that the devil is in hell. Like, the devil is in hell, right?
Yeah.
So how do you explain people right now who have sold their soul on the plane?
On this plane?
Like, the devil met them on the crossroads type shit.
But the devil does roam earth, no?
Do we know that?
Yeah. Isn't that, like, in the Bible?
I don't know. You're the one who reads it.
Lucifer fell down from heaven, didn't he? Right?
I don't know.
That's what I remember. I remember.
I can't agree with it because I haven't read it.
So okay.
You're the only source.
Yeah, you know? I swear. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Swear on the Bible, fam.
No, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Okay, like, okay. He fell down to hell, but, like, he can still access earth. That's why he tempts people.
Okay.
That's why when Jesus was on, he's like walking for 30 days. Mm-hmm. He was tempted by the devil because he was there.
Okay. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So he's just roaming around, fam.
And do ghosts have ghosts are on earth? Is that a scientific fact that they roam hell or heaven? Or what is it?
I don't think there's no scientific fact. That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Because there's so many like spiritual shit that happens. Mm-hmm. But why don't they study it? Why don't they study that?
There's only stories. There's no like... And then after, they have nothing to explain it. Because like...
Nothing at all, though.
Yeah.
Have you read that?
Yeah.
Have you read it? Nothing at all. Like, they didn't even do one little piece of research. Not even one.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, yo, because I'm gonna tell you the story. And that goes into your theory.
Yeah.
Because I was reading this story about a taxi cab ghost,
mm-hmm.
right? In the Philippines. So a girl randomly one day, right? Went in a taxi cab. It was labeled number 45, mm-hmm. right? She stepped in. And she was trying to conversate with the taxi driver. She was like, hey, I'm trying to go to here.
Mm-hmm.
The taxi driver never responded, right?
Yeah.
She got to her destination, right? She was like, okay, here's the money. When the taxi driver turned around, it was a ghost.
Oh, shit.
Like, the face was all bloody. You couldn't see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And she ran out of her car.
Mm-hmm.
When she was in the gate of her house, she looked back. The taxi cab was gone.
Oh, shit.
Like, at all. And there was no scientific proof to why number 45, like, it wasn't a registered taxi.
Oh, so, yeah.
At all. So, how do you explain that? There's another story where something happened, mm-hmm. but they can't explain it.
I don't know. Okay. Do you think these coincidences where physical things get changed, you think that can change again once they're gone? What if it's like an aura, like let's say a ghost is here right now.
Okay.
Change the whole environment.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he leaves, he dips, like it changes back.
It changes back?
What if it's like that?
I don't know, man.
Because it's all a vibration, right?
Yeah.
Yo, so I've been looking a lot mm-hmm. into molecules and vibration and shit and how you can manipulate it.
Yeah. How can you manipulate it?
Did you know that water, when you freeze it and you say things to it, depending on what frequency you give off, you can change the snowflakes and how they appear when it freezes.
Really?
Yeah, look at this.
What the
so look. Okay. So this one,
charge your water.
You talk about truth or you give off peace. If you say, I love you, it turns into that beautiful, right? Now, if you say negative shit, like you fool, look how it freezes.
Wait, nah, this
is
real?
This is real. This is real study.
What?
So depending on what vibration you give off when you say things,
it will
affect the water, and when it freezes, it will show that image.
Word.
Yeah, just like, bro, if you think about it, to sand, you saw the sand on different sound frequencies, right? It shows different patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Now a step further, water vibrates a lot. Like if you just look at a lake, you'll see the ripples and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Remember, we're 70% or 80% water, no?
Yeah, yeah.
So giving off that frequency all the time or always saying these things, 100% that shit affects you. Would it not?
Yeah. I know.
If it does that to the water in the cup and it freezes, imagine what it does to you.
Yeah. No, I feel like that's why energy is so important, because when you meet certain people, they give you certain vibe,
mm-hmm.
you know? And when that vibe is going wrong, maybe they send off the wrong messages in your body and you're like,
yeah.
I don't really want to.
Yeah, that's why. Exactly why. I think that's why.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, like if I see somebody that's giving off that bad energy, I just want to,
because
I can feel it like changing or at least like manipulating my shit. You know what I mean?
You know what's also related to water? There's a theory that if you pee in the pool, you can actually kill people.
No, what the fuck? No way. Yeah, you're lying. You're lying.
No, there is.
That's so, cap.
No. There's like scientific proof.
Okay.
So when you pee in the pool, right?
Yeah.
You mix your pee and water. It creates a molecule called citric acid.
Okay.
Or something like that. I'll put it up on the screen. Mm-hmm. Right. And that is used in biological warfare.
Oh.
And the planes dump it to kill people.
What?
Yeah.
In chlorine.
Yeah, in chlorine. So chlorine mixed with your pee makes that molecule, which can kill people.
But it has to be a lot, huh?
It has to be a lot.
So it's not like one time.
But like, if you really take in, not only one person is peeing in the pool usually. It's usually like,
Yeah, three, no, no, people. No. Like at a water park or some shit. That's a lot of people.
Water park is might be deadly still. if you intake that so much. That's why, like, it can cause heart your heart to clog up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like all these different types of consequences on your body.
So what if some next like terrorist group, bro, instead of doing like, they send a team in, bro. All right, y'all drink up. We're gonna hop in the pool, take off that piss.
That's so funny that you thought about that. That's. Instead of like a bomber squad, it's just peace squad.
Yeah, because it's not illegal, right?
Don't give them ideas, man. Don't give them ideas. Bro.
I don't know why I thought of that. I don't know. Don't give them but that's mad creative. That's mad creative if they did don't that. Give them ideas. They turned that shit into a poison.
That's fucking weird, man.
Is that's real, like chlorine?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I really hope there's no harmful effects of chlorine because I spent like probably a year of my life in water, in chlorinated water.
You especially. It's called Sinigang chloride. Yeah, interesting. So this is used in biological warfare.
And I know they use chlorine gas in the war for sure. Oh, yeah, exactly. I know that.
Yeah, they dump it out the planes.
Damn. Yo, you know what's crazy? What? So when I used to work like as a swim instructor, my leg hair, mm-hmm. that shit would turn blonde. Like after.
Oh!
Did I show you?
No. My friend, though, who's also a lifeguard,
yeah.
His whole leg is blonde.
Yeah, that's how it is, bro. That's how it is. Weird. I swear.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And then, like, sometimes I'd catch, even on my face, like, a strand of, like, blonde or in my eyebrow. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
And you definitely get those, what do you get?
The wrinkles.
The webby.
Does a baby come out wrinkly?
Yeah, it does. I think so. Yeah, it does.
Like the fingers turn out wrinkly?
Yeah, it does. It does. Mm. Oh, did you always, there's a Chinese ritual when babies first come out on their first birthday. It's called Zhang Zhao, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the gist of it is they put a bunch of like items in front of the baby.
Yeah.
So you can have like a pen or paper, a golf club, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that baby is like free to choose whatever it wants.
Yeah.
So there was a video on TikTok where a baby crawled up to the golf club and swung it swung it perfectly. Like it knew like that was its destiny.
Damn, so that's gonna be like its passion. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's hard. That's fire.
I feel like I want to do that with my baby. Cause did you do that something like that when you were young?
Nah, never.
Like were there any foreshadows of how you became Carlos today?
Nah, I don't know.
Word.
I always knew though when I was little, when I was really, really little, mm-hmm. I used to always try and be a businessman. Like I always like make stuff and try and sell it. Like my mom has memories of me doing my own shop or like doing my own inventions. Oh, mom, like this is my invention. This is my invention.
Yeah. So that exactly, that's a foreshadow. Because I always thought that I was gonna become a cameraman.
Yeah.
Because my dad, whenever we went out, he has so many videos, like home videos,
mm-hmm.
of just me, him recording us, like him trying to do all these movie things. And I was but I instead of behind the camera, I ended up in front of the camera.
Damn. Yeah, because I did camera work too when I was little, super little.
Yeah.
I told you before, right? I played with like action figures and I made like a whole scene. I made like a whole movie with it. Like, because I used to talk to myself a lot, man.
Oh, yeah.
I used to talk to myself a lot. Did you talk yourself?
Uh-huh.
Bro. Yeah. And people would make fun of me all the time, but like, I think it's just something cool to me.
Yeah.
Like, they don't see what's in here. That's the thing. I feel like a lot of people, they're not going to understand you. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, they might hate on you, whatever. Mm-hmm. But as long as you stay true to yourself and like, just believe in what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yo, you live in your own world. Like, that shit doesn't have to bother you.
Exactly. The most important relationship is the relationship you have with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're good up here, you're good anywhere, you know?
Yeah. Going back to the baby thing, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, what happens? Imagine if they... You know how people talk to like a pregnant belly?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you think you can turn a baby?
We talked about this. Yeah, yeah. Remember we were like, what if we tell the baby, yo, you're gonna do great things in life? And then the other baby. Cause the plan.
Oh yeah, cause the plan. That's right. I think I wanna try it. Later in life. But
it better be all positive stuff.
Yeah, though. Like positive stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like imagine you tell him you're gonna be 7 feet tall. It's something crazy and it happens.
I feel like genetics though is just based on like what you have.
Yo, I have a theory.
Okay.
So there's a theory that if your sibling or your older sibling grew up with a rat's tail, you're gonna be a boy.
What?
Yeah, so there's a theory that if you have a kid with a rat's tail, the next kid will be your boy.
Word?
Yeah. So listen. I have cousins, right?
Yeah.
Somebody told me this in my DMs, but I see it. I see it myself too. I have cousins. The firstborn is a boy with a rat's tail.
Okay.
Right? The secondborn is a boy without the rat's tail, which became a girl.
Whoa. Yeah. Nah.
It's real. It's real. Real? It's real. Okay, do you have a rat's tail? No.
No, I don't have a rat's
and
tail.
And you have a sister. Do I have a rat's tail? No.
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on. Because my cousin,
yeah.
my cousin has a rat tail. And what do you say after the rat tail comes a...
A girl. I mean, a boy.
Oh, no. It was a girl.
No, but it's not necessarily a rat's tail. It's like it ends on a spike. The hair ends on a spike.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I don't have that.
You don't have that. That's why you have a sister.
Oh.
Apparently, this is like a Mexican superstition.
Yeah?
Or like a Spanish superstition, something really? Like that. Yeah.
Remember I told you too that my right foot is bigger than my left?
Yeah.
Like in a like half size?
Mm-hmm.
I searched it up and there was whoever has a right foot bigger than your left is destined for some type of greatness.
Really?
Yeah. Because what you said, Michael Jordan?
Yeah, Michael Jordan
is
has
the biggest
one.
Example of that because I think his left is bigger than his right.
Yeah, it's 0.5. It's 0.5. Yeah.
And that's like a unique foreshadow of like being different in the world.
Maybe it has something to do with the athleticism too.
Oh yeah.
You think? Because I think maybe it makes you like a little bit faster or something.
I don't think a bigger foot would make you faster.
No, but I mean the balance, right? Because did you know if you're missing a foot, they wouldn't... I mean, if you're missing a toe, they wouldn't take you in the army because of your balance. In World War II, if you're missing any piece of your toe, they would not take you in the military. Because of balance.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because you stay 10 toes down.
Nah, that's weird.
I think it might have something to do with speed then. Yeah. Maybe that's why Michael Jordan was like that.
Yeah, he was totally in control of his body.
Because if you think about like physics, mm-hmm. Let's say you're flat like this, right? If you're on an angle, you're faster.
Oh, you're right.
Right? Because yeah, that's what physics is. Yeah, like
yeah.
It's potential energy. Shout out.
Yo, the fact that you remember
physics.
Miss Faraday, yo.
How do I remember that, bro?
Oh my God.
Finish that class with a 70. That's crazy. You know what's up?
No, but you're right. Because you're flat-footed, right?
I'm flat-footed.
And re-raced. And my mind is like this. Like curved.
Yeah, right? You have an arch. Yeah. I think me being flat-footed is big disadvantage for running at least. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, yo, you're literally like...
Pop. Yeah. But me, I'm like...
You're bouncy. You're...
More agile, I guess.
Yeah. No, there's another word. It's... Explosive. Explosive. That's a word.
Okay, yeah,
that's the word. Cause you can move off quick.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so speaking about feet, fam.
Yeah.
There's a theory that Nickelodeon has a foot fetish.
Oh, I heard about this one, bro.
Okay, so you watch all the shows back, right?
Yeah.
And you start realizing that, bro, there's so many foot scenes and scenes where characters don't have their socks on.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so on Victorious, if you noticed, there was a show where she hosts, it's called Tori Takes Requests, right? And in the first episode, it was a request to dump ketchup all over her feet.
Oh, man, I remember that shit, bro.
And she was playing with it, And you know Ariana Grande?
Yeah, that was the worst.
Cat.
Yeah.
She also held her show. Mm. And in the first episode, what did she do? She stuck her big pinky toe in her mouth.
Yeah, they're doing all this nasty, like putting slime on it, all that, bro. I'm telling you, look.
Yeah.
There's a Nickelodeon logo with the foot.
I was going to say that. Bro,
yo, what's his name again? Is it something Schneider? Dan Schneider?
Yeah.
Crazy. This guy's messed up, man.
It's fucked.
This guy's messed up.
Bro, the most fucked up thing too, they had a Twitter page, right?
Yeah.
On Victorious. And the tweet was, send us a picture of your bottom foot.
Why?
Hashtag, like, what Victorious. And everyone did it.
What the hell?
Dan was probably in there like, oh my God, this is a gold mine.
Yo, there's another scene too in Victorious. Okay. They're copying like the Breakfast Club and they're supposed to show off like her talent, her secret talent.
Yeah.
Her secret talent was shooting a bow and arrow with her feet.
Oh my God.
Why? Who wrote this, bro? Who's writing this?
Nah, that's crazy, bro. Like, why can't you just do it with your hands, bro?
I know, man.
Like, why was she in that position to, like, do it with her feet, man?
Bro, there's like, crazier theories, too.
Yeah.
That, you know how Zoe 101 was directed by Dan Schneider?
Yeah.
And why did the show stop?
Why?
Because Jamie Lynn Spears got pregnant.
By who?
But the theory is that it was Dan Schneider.
No. Yo. No, that's weird.
Fam, and you can look back at like behind the scenes and shit. He's a little bit too comfortable.
Yeah, no.
The girls.
Dan has a weird past because I think I remember seeing a quote where he was like, oh, he tried to deny it because he's like, oh, I couldn't touch on my actors because they were all minors or some shit like that.
Oh,
but the fact that it's getting brought up.
Yeah, yeah. The fact he had to think about that.
To think about it is weird.
Ah, that's sus. That's sus, man.
And do you know he's like delivering pizzas now?
Is he?
Yeah, because
he lost money?
All of it, fam.
Why?
Because I think he went broke after Nickelodeon and he's trying to pursue an acting role.
Yeah.
But he was spotted on the streets of LA like
delivering
pizzas.
Nah, that's crazy. This guy was on top. He had how many shows, bro?
I know.
Nah.
That's sad, but like at the same time, it's weird, man.
Yo, you know Quentin Tarantino too? He's like, he has a huge foot fetish in all of his movies.
For real?
Yeah, like almost all of them have a scene with like feet, bro.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Especially the most recent one in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. You'll see it. Like whether they're chilling in the car, they have a full on shot like right in your face. Like they'll have, you know those shots where it's kind of artsy?
Yeah.
Like with a blur in the back? They have those type of shots, but with like a like feet together and then like their head in the fore shot. You know what I mean? Oh my yeah, God. I swear. Nah. Even in Kill Bill, remember, I don't know if you watch Kill Bill, but
no.
She was trying to like wake up her body because she was paralyzed, right? And the whole time she was looking at her toes, trying to move it. It was a foot shot for like how long?
For like five minutes.
Yeah,
that's weird. Do you think all these like big directors have foot fetish? Do you have a foot fetish?
I don't. What the
no, aspiring director. Maybe because you're an aspiring one, you don't have it yet.
Yeah.
But once you become big in the Showtime business, you're gonna develop.
That'd be crazy. What if that's a theory?
Yeah.
Oh. You have traits. Yeah, you have traits.
Like in film school, there's like a certain like lesson of just straight on foot fetishes that only goes on in theater.
Or what if that unlocks like a certain part in your brain that makes you more like inclined to make scenes and shit?
Oh, that's weird, man. I don't even know how you can get attracted to feet, man.
I don't know. That's weird. That, I think it has something to do with like dirtiness because feet are dirty, bro.
Yeah.
You know, in Muay Thai, if you get teeped in the face, it's very disrespectful.
Oh, like kick straight on?
Yeah. It's very disrespectful. Yeah.
I would don't want to get kicked in the face like that.
Like I'm pretty sure in you know how they have Muay Thai fights in the public, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If they do a teep in your face and you get hit with one,
yeah,
it'll start like a street fight too.
Word.
Like it's mad just because it's like taking what's dirty on the floor and bring it to your face.
And kicking it to your face. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's like a little tradition or like what do you call this?
I don't know if it's a superstition. It's more of like a middle finger.
Cause who got kicked in the face by Anderson Silva?
No, Anderson Silva kicked Vitor Belfort.
Yeah, Vitor Belfort.
Yeah.
And that was the cover of like every UFC
magazine. That was
game.
A nice kick though. That was a nice kick.
But if I was Victor, I would be pissed.
Yeah. But it's clean. It's clean.
Yeah, that's true. But definitely another superstition that we Filipinos have.
Yeah.
Is I don't know if you do this. You eat longevity noodles on your birthday.
Oh yeah, my Lola always does that. Yeah, always, exactly. Yeah.
Because like the long strings of like thing is supposed to be like long life.
I'm pretty sure it's in more Asian cultures too, not just Philippines. I'm pretty sure the Chinese, because fresh off the boat, they did the same thing.
Oh no, I think Chinese do it too.
They have like the birthday noodles.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in Kung Fu Panda. In Kung Fu Panda, yeah.
Duck, yeah, the duck gave Shifu. Is it Shifu?
No, Po.
Po, yeah. Po, the noodles. The
birthday noodles,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
Yo. Did you know
that
Kung Fu Panda is a full ripoff of Kill Bill?
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't watch Kill Bill, so I didn't know that.
Ah, shit. But there's so many like little scenes or little hints going back to Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill. Like, first of all, you watch Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know how there's like the six of them or the five, right? Furious Five. The Furious Five, right? That's what it's called.
Yeah.
So in Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill, they were part of assassin team. I think it was called the Furious Vipers, something like that.
Yeah, but in human form.
So it's human form, yeah.
Yeah.
So they all had their special technique and they were all like named after a snake or whatever.
Yeah.
An animal.
Uh-huh.
Also, the scene where Shifu's fighting Po, and then you know how he has the long beard and shit, and they're like flying?
Yeah.
That whole scene is in Kill Bill too.
What the
There's a sensei that has a super long beard. Uh-huh. He's like flying and shit, doing all these things, trying to train her.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
What else is a ripoff? Because I know there's movies of like ripoff stuff.
Because Lion King, we talked about that one.
Yeah, Lion King.
Lion King
and I hate now how Cobra Kai is getting compared to the Karate Kid. Cobra Kai will never
I don't think it's as good as
Karate Kid.
I can't watch it, bro.
Yeah, I can't.
It's just cringe to me. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I don't know. But Shaolin Dre will fuck up Cobra Kai in any round.
No, that's right. That's right. That's right. I don't know. There's some shows that just have a vibe to it.
Yeah.
And I can't watch it. It's well, too Disney
is,
or something.
One of them is Riverdale. I can't watch that
I
shit.
I can't watch that shit either. Because
there's no like diversity.
I know people are going to hate me for this one, but what? The Flash too. Like, I can't watch that.
Word?
Like, The Flash or like Gotham. Teen Titans especially, they ruined Teen Titans, man.
Teen Titans?
They ruined Teen Titans from like the animated at least.
Yeah, that's
because that shit was like amazing. That was top tier.
I started watching Hunter x Hunter too.
Hunter x Hunter?
I can't continue it.
Why?
It's like, oh, this kid wants to be the best hunter. Like, okay, we get it, man.
It's kind of like Naruto. It's kind of like Naruto. Yeah,
yeah. Wait, is Hunter fishing?
No. Okay, don't say that. They're gonna kill you.
No. Okay. So I got.
They're bounty. They're like bounty hunters.
Okay.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I might keep that in for the comedy.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. It's funny.
Because no, because I was whenever I watched Hunter x Hunter,
mm-hmm.
I was editing the podcast, so I wasn't really listening to it.
Oh, okay.
But one of the first scenes was him fishing for something. So that's what I thought it was gonna be. And on the guy got on a boat.
Yeah.
So I thought they were just gonna become the best fishers.
No, but bag this.
What?
Tell me how stupid this is.
Okay.
His weapon is a fishing rod. He fights people with a fishing rod.
Exactly. So that, well, I'm not paying attention to it a lot, yeah. But you see the fishing, so I'm like,
okay. But I mean, it's anime, bro. Anything goes.
Yeah, that's
anything
true.
Goes, man.
That's true. I watched dub, though.
You watch dub?
Yeah.
Some shows I'll watch in dub,
yeah.
But some shows I'll watch in, like, Attack on Titan, you have to watch in subtitles.
I know.
But some, I think the more like the comedic,
uh-huh.
It's funny to listen to it in English. Because you get like the vibe of it, yeah. You know what I mean? Because I think, okay, do you think this is true? Japanese like slang and humor might not translate the same.
Oh yeah, it doesn't. Right? It doesn't. Cause so you watch Singles Inferno.
Oh, like in Korea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Korea, the lovey dovey cringy stuff
mm-hmm.
doesn't translate to English.
Mm.
In English, it's way more cringy than we actually think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's Squid Game too, yeah.
Because there's a lot of words that you can't express in English. It's gotta be like in that language.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it has like multiple meanings and shit.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly why. It gets like lost in translation, right?
Because I know Squid Game, they had to dub it. 2 times they had to fix mistakes.
Oh, really?
It wouldn't, some words wouldn't match up with the plot, or like,
yeah,
it wouldn't move the plot forward.
That's why I watch everything like Korean movies. I always watch it in subtitles.
I wish I watched Squid Game first in
you should have, man.
I don't know.
Was it episode 6? Episode 6, I dead ass almost shed tears because that's the expression they had in Korean. Like, even though I don't know what they're talking about, you can just hear it in the cadence. It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
I see, I'm cheesed because I watched it in the dubbed and the lip syncing didn't match.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I love you. But they're like,
thanks for being my friend.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
But yeah.
What other shows, man?
You should watch like, you never watched Parasite, eh?
No, I don't want to watch that because I watched the trailer. It was kind of.
It's not scary. It's not scary. Parasite is more like it's just like a it's kind of like a, it makes you think differently.
Yeah,
you know.
That's true.
But Old Boy, you still haven't watched Old Boy? You gotta watch that.
I know.
And Handmaiden. So Handmaiden, this was directed by the same director as Old Boy,
mm-hmm.
But Handmaiden, fam, this is the first movie where like I didn't see any piece of like the plot twist coming out. Like,
really?
I was mind blown. I was like, what the hell?
Okay, don't spoil it for me then.
It's crazy.
There's a funny thing where it's like that I saw all the Asians. Oh no, all there, you know how in Euphoria,
yeah,
there were no Asians. They're saying that all the Asians are in Riverdale. Right.
That's why they're not there. They didn't go to Euphoria there. High School. They went to Riverdale.
No, bro, that's the most not accurate depiction of what like high school students
in Euphoria.
Yeah, where?
You know what though? You know what?
Yeah.
I what I like about Euphoria is that they keep it very raw though. Yeah, I mean, because there's a lot of that too. It's just more, you see it, what do you call it? It's blatant. It's blatant in your face.
Yeah.
Like, you just see it.
Like, the drugs, the mental
issues. It's not hidden.
Exactly.
So that's the shit they're showing off because it's never been shown before in a high school show or at least movie before.
Yeah,
because
everyone in that show has their own inner problems.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you usually don't see that. That's why I didn't like it at first, because it's like, it's too real.
It's too real.
Like,
it's too real.
When I was watching, I was like, I don't like this. Because it's like bringing.
It gives you the emotion, right? Yeah. It gives you the emotion. I can see that, though. Yeah, I can see
that's
that.
That's why I didn't like it that much.
I loved it, though. I loved it. Because I think just the art of it, man.
Yeah.
Like they really, really dive deep to make, how do you make high schoolers very contemporary and very like, you know what I mean? Like a masterpiece like that. Usually high school movies, that shit is cringe.
Yeah, that's true.
They try to lead off jokes and shit that don't work. Cringy, you know what I mean?
The cringy shit.
But this way, like they had funny moments, they had everything. I think it's just a masterpiece.
That shit was too deep for it, man.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Do you have any theories about Euphoria?
Nah, I don't have any good theories.
I'll give you one.
Yeah,
so,
one?
Yes. So do you know Nate?
Yeah.
Right? So there's a theory that one of his brothers died.
Oh
shit. And that's the reason why he's so up.
Oh, that's is it the one in the family picture?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. Okay, yeah.
So there was a family photo, and then in the recent one when they were taking family photos, there's only two brothers.
Oh, right. Shit.
So the option number one, that brother died, and that's why Nate is so fucked up in the head.
Yeah.
Two, the screwed up brother probably killed him just because he I don't know, he was drunk in the car driving.
Yeah, yeah.
Or number three is since their family is so homophobic, the other brother was probably gay or trans, which is why something happened to him.
He might have committed suicide.
Or he like got put in an institution or some other house.
Oh, shit.
Because you know that they're
that
very...
family's like fucked up. Mm-hmm. Yo, so I have a theory to add on to that, okay. Actually. We've never seen Nate's mom in Euphoria. Oh. Never seen Nate's mom. So...
Oh, I can't spoil it for you, though.
No,
I can't
spoil it. Spoil it. So in season 2, episode 1, there's this drug dealer lady, and she's just like, she's the queen of the drug world in Euphoria, right?
Word.
She just runs everything.
Yeah.
And there's a theory that's actually Nate's mom, because we have yet to see her.
Nah, I could believe that.
So if you think about it, a kid growing up like that with all of these tendencies to be like malicious and intent, like strategic. Like, look at the things he's doing. He's manipulating people. Yeah. He's putting pieces together like a chess game. Mm-hmm. Damn, look at his dad. He has that crazy side with the dad. But the strategy isn't with the dad. Maybe it's with the mom.
Oh, my God.
So that's why he's like that.
That was a good spoiler, though. That was a great spoiler.
It didn't really spoil it much. Yeah, it didn't really spoil it much.
Oh, that's a good theory, bro. Because, I feel like Nate is so aggressive just because he doesn't know how to express his feelings, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was another theory how he was just exploring his sexuality.
Oh.
Because back this.
Yeah.
Why did he have dick pics in his phone? Why is he asking Maddie how big Tyler's dick is?
No, but that's because he found like his dad's thing, and then he just had it all in his phone. No,
really?
And he was trying to get rid of the information. Isn't that why?
I don't think he wanted to get rid of it, fam.
Oh, that's a theory then.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A theory. Okay, I have another theory actually.
Okay.
Oh, this is gonna spoil it. Okay, I can't spoil it. I can't spoil it.
I don't think I'm gonna watch it. It was like I low-key didn't even want to watch season one.
Nah. Okay. No. Okay. So yo, you know Ashtray, the kid.
Yeah.
Damn, you know in real life he's actually like a boxer.
Oh, word.
Yeah, he's like an MMA prodigy. He's like he's sick with it. He's sick with it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's like, I think he's a champion in a couple like divisions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, so there's a theory that Ashtray in Euphoria is actually Nate's long lost brother.
No, it can't. That can't be. No way.
Yo, listen. So in season 2, episode 1, we see that Ashtray was abandoned by his mother, but we never see the mother,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now listen, going back to my theory, how the drug lady might be Nate's mom.
Yeah.
So yo, so when all of them went to like the drug lady's house, Ashtray, they hid him in the closet, so the lady never got to see his face.
That's fucked.
So Ashtray might be Nate's brother. AKA
the long lost
brother with that mom.
Yeah, because we never seen his face. No,
never seen him.
Oh my God. why is his name Ashtray anyways?
Oh, that gets explained in season 2 too. Okay. I mean, yeah, episode 1 season 2.
Do you think that since the mom is a drug dealer, Ashtray?
No. So
cigarettes.
No, what happened was because he grew up with Fez, right?
Okay.
So Fez is obviously the drug dealer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Fez, Ashtray was his brother, like his, I guess, adopted brother now.
Yeah,
he took care of him.
Uh-huh.
And there's a scene where like the baby took like a cigarette from the ashtray and put it in his mouth.
And
that's why he's Ashtray. And that's why he has the AT tatted on his face.
Yeah, that's fire.
The AT. Imagine you're a kid like that with a face tat. That's crazy.
You're the coolest one in school. I remember one of my classmates, this was in grade 10, in history class, he walked in with like that paper on your arm after you're done with a tattoo, like that.
Yeah. The wrap.
And my history teacher Lily, when he walked in, he was like, there's no way you just did that. And I know he felt like the man.
Yeah.
Because no one was getting tattoos at the time.
Oh, yeah. In high school, not a lot. Exactly.
And you get a full sleeve. It's wraps. You're the guy. You're that guy.
Yeah, facts.
You feel me? And he always sat at the back of the school, at the back of the thing. You know, the cool guys.
Hey, yo. This is off topic, but I really want to bring it up. So check out this video.
Okay.
It's of Washington, D.C. recently. And they're showing how everything is abandoned or at least like really empty right now.
Okay. Recently.
Recently. January 12th. So this is recent.
Yeah, that's mad recent.
So do you think something's going to happen soon? If all of these people working for the government are dipping or at least not there, you think something's going on. That's a red flag, no?
Yeah, that's definitely a red flag. Empty city might mean zombie apocalypse. That's what I'm thinking first.
Oh.
Because why would everyone be out of the city?
Yo, why did the CDC put out like a prepare for the zombie apocalypse ad? You saw that?
Oh, they did.
Yeah. Why did they do that?
No, I think there's something about zombies on a book I read. There was a book called Eye of the Darkness.
Yeah.
That predicted 2020, 40 years ago.
Oh, shit.
Right? And there was like a passage, right? And it said in around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Also, the attack will re-enter 10 years later and then disappear completely.
Yo!
So did they predict that 2020 to 2030 is going to be our shit years, and right after that, something else will happen?
Damn. So they predicted kind of coronavirus. They predicted the pandemic.
100%. It said pneumonia-like disease that attacks this. What does ammonia attack?
Fam. Okay. See, shit like that, man. Yeah. I think that's meant for us to see, though. Like,
100%.
Who knows? Who knows, right? It could just be bullshit, but why does it actually add up?
I don't know. I don't know, man. That's why time travelers, man. If you time travel, please help us, bro.
Okay, hold on. I want to show you another video.
Okay, bet.
So I know we talked about it before with Mandela effects, but do you remember the Mandela effect with the Monopoly guy and the eyeglass?
The eyeglass.
So he doesn't have a monocle, right?
Yeah.
Check this out. Somebody used one of their really old BlackBerry phones and tried recording his Monopoly board, and look what happened.
No.
There's a monocle.
Oh, what the fuck?
There's a monocle on it.
Yeah.
But only through his phone.
What? What? No. Whoa, that's fucked.
Yo.
No, that's fucked.
So what if the only way we can see the past is to use our past technology?
Oh, fuck. VR.
That's a whole different thing then. Yeah. That's a whole different thing. What if that changes our perception of everything else now?
Yo, is that why when new phones come out, the old phones, Apple like says, yo, for all those programs, stop production.
Yeah, they stop it. They stop it completely.
It becomes worse. You think that's why? Because we can go back and look?
I don't know, man. I think they really tried their hardest to like get rid of this shit too.
Yeah. Because that's evidence. The fact that that person was using a BlackBerry.
I don't know if that video is real, but still, it's just crazy. Yeah. It's just crazy.
The fact that it went like this.
You take a flip phone and then like you look at your old chin like, wait, why is it? Right? You look at Pikachu, it doesn't have the black tip.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it does have the black tip. It doesn't.
No, it's Pikachu. It doesn't. I don't think it does.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't.
And there was also another Mandela effect that I recently found out.
Yeah.
You know, the popsicles with like the faces on it.
Oh yeah, the Spider-Man one, SpongeBob.
Yeah, exactly. So there was have you ever got the Dora Explorer one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and have you ever got the Boots one?
Yeah.
There's no Boots one.
No, stop. You're
There's
lying.
No
You're
Boots
lying.
One.
There is a Boots one.
There's no Boots
no,
one.
No, there is a Boots one.
No, it's proven that there was a Dora one, but there's never a Boots one.
No, there is a Boots popsicle.
No, there isn't.
100%.
And you can look it up.
No, you're lying. Stop lying to me.
I promise. It was fam. You're gonna love that one, buddy.
Nah, you're lying. There is a Boots popsicle.
It went viral recently.
Yo, No, no, you're lying. I remember eating a Boots popsicle.
You don't remember it. You don't remember it. There's no Boots popsicle.
What the fuck?
It actually never existed. And there was a Bugs Bunny one, which was similar.
I never had a Bugs Bunny one, but I had the Boots one.
You didn't have the Boots one because it didn't exist, bro.
Nah. I remember it.
No.
I remember it.
No. Because in the pictures, if you look in the ice cream truck, there's always just a one singular one with Dora, never a partner with it.
I had the Boots one, bro.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
What the f***? No, that's crazy. That's crazy. That might be the craziest Mandela effect. I have a vivid memory of me like eating on the sidewalk a Boots popsicle.
No, fam. It wasn't. That was never a thing.
No, that's crazy, bro.
That was never a thing.
That's my mind's kind of blown.
Gosh,
I need to get like a flip phone and go up to the ice cream truck with a flip phone. Let me see. The Boots popsicle right there.
It's like on the menu, it pops up randomly.
Yeah, it's a secret menu.
That'd be fucked.
Or what if every single ice cream truck is owned by the Illuminati?
Shut the fuck up.
And there's a secret menu.
Oh my god. You know what was crazy too? They said that Kanye, Mayweather, Julia Fox had an Illuminati meeting.
When? Like recently?
Cause, yeah, because it was the most mixed, like the people that you would never expect together in one room. So it was like Julia Fox, Kanye, Mayweather, Angelina Jolie or some shit.
What?
And they were all in a room
why? For what? Know,
Illuminati meetings, bro. They got to meet up.
What the hell? See, why is all this stuff happening like right now?
I know, exactly.
People are disappearing. All that shit.
Yeah, you can't say that, man.
Oh, bro, the Boots popsicle is disappearing.
Oh my god,
this guy's
man.
Gonna hold on. You, after this podcast, you're gonna just on your bed like what the
fuck? Like, bro? I remember it clearly. I remember it clearly.
It was never a thing, Brody. But yeah,
that shit hurt my head, man.
That's gotta be real.
No, bro. Just give it up, bro. End the pod. Let's go. I blew your mind on that note. All
right. Thank you, everyone, for watching this episode of Jump for Jump Podcast. Yeah. Make sure you guys check out the links in our bio. Follow us on Instagram. All that good stuff.
Yep.
Please comment, like, subscribe. And yeah.
Damn. That was nice. Okay. You're getting a routine down.
Jumpers Jump out.
Deuces.